Today on Changing Course, our guest is Mike Berry. He is the manager of the UT Downtown Gallery, which is on 106 South Gay Street in downtown Knoxville. This week, running until Saturday at 3, there is an exhibit featuring UT staff members in the art department. So you've got an exhibit now that's a little bit different from exhibits past.
Yes. Well, my director, Sam Yates, about every 5 years, he likes to put a staff exhibit on. What that entails is we have a group of staffers that work for the School of Art and Architecture that, in addition to their duties as staff members, they make art, and we like to highlight that. And so normally we exhibit artists from all over the country, contemporary artists, and so every so often, like I said, Sam will like to highlight the staffers, and so that's what's going on.
And it appears there's no shortage of staffers that have the talent, which is kind of interesting in and of itself.
Yeah, it's amazing just the diversity of talent and education that UT brings to the downtown gallery, to this exhibit. And there's 10 of us that are, I say us because I fortunately am one of them, which is kind of, it's fun. I'm an artist myself, and I've never had my work at the downtown gallery. I've always kept those two things separate, but this is an opportunity that with the other nine that we get to exhibit as a group, and it's fun. It's a good time to show the community what other things we can do.
It's probably like I always found the music business, like the booking agents and the lighting guy and the sound guy. They're all musicians.
Yeah. It is. We all have our, like you said, our duties and tasks at the university where we're supporting faculty and students, and we're trying our best to help these students through their education and to find themselves as artists. But yet when we clock out and go home, we have this creative side where, you know, we want to create and make things ourselves.
And so how did you choose, or how did one choose who was in the exhibit and how it would go?
Well, that falls to our director, Sam Yates, who's the director of the galleries, the Ewing Gallery on campus and the downtown gallery that's downtown on Gay Street in the 100 block. And the downtown gallery has been there for 11 years now. We opened in September of 2007, and I was hired for that position. And Sam is the one, he's the guy that curates the shows. And he selected, you know, we started off, he said, well, we've got, you know, 8 staff members. And then we started writing these down, so-and-so does this, and so, wait a second, what about so-and-so? They make, or he or she makes art? And so the list grew to 10. So we had 10 artists, and I'm sure if we did a little more digging, there'd probably be someone that, you know, that didn't raise their hand or we didn't know about. But no, the main 10 for the School of Art and Architecture, Sam said, hey, let's put your work up. Let's show a couple of your pieces.
Is it kind of a thrill to have your own piece in the gallery, or is there something slightly nerve-wracking about it, watching people come in and comment or whatever?
It is. It is a little nerve-wracking. I thought, well, this will be fun. And some people that know me said, oh, so you're going to put yours up front? And I said, no. And I have two, and one is in the back, and then and they originally were both going to be in the back. Because I thought, well, you know, people will make their way to the back, and I don't want people know that I'm the gallery manager. It seems kind of self-serving to, oh, he put himself front and center. And I wanted to, you know, I wanted to highlight the others as well. But just in the design of the show, one ended up fitting better up front. So, but there's a nice variation, and it is a little strange to sit there, and people walk in, and they walk up to yours, and like, oh, gosh, what are they, you know. Because most people don't know that the guy sitting there, that the particular piece they're looking at, happens to be, rendered by my hand. So it's exciting and kind of strange a little bit, but it's a great show. It's worth coming down to see. There's a lot of variation of styles and techniques and subject matters. It's a great show.
Where's the UT Downtown Gallery located exactly?
It's in the 100 block. A lot of people know where Crew Bistro and Holly's 135 and Knox Mason, that's all in the 100 block. The Sturkey Lofts, that's the 100 block, and we're located almost on the corner of Jackson Avenue and Gay Street where the viaduct goes over the railroad. And we're there on at 100 the 100 block, we're at 106 South Gay Street.
Our first Fridays are really big thing for you guys? Is it just insane on those days?
It's exciting. It's one of the best things. It's one of those things that have just it's grown over the years. 11 years ago, First Fridays was a big night then, but we would get maybe 100, 150 people, and now we're hitting numbers like 500, 600, 700 people a night just in that five-hour window from 5 o'clock to 9 p.m. First Fridays are a great night for people to come down, see art, see studios, get a snack, and not have to spend a dime, and be hopefully inspired by the local talent and culture that we have. So it's a great night for us. We really look forward to it. And we've actually planned our schedules where we open all of our new shows on a First Friday. So it's like the first night when these exhibits open, we have a large crowd of people. And we've had visiting artists from other places, and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was going to be this big. And I was like, well, it's kind of one of those things where it's become a happening. You know, people come downtown, and the galleries in that area are growing, and people make a night of it. They know which ones close at 9, like ours, and they know which galleries close at 10, so they can hit those after they come into our place.
When does the exhibit close?
The last day is Saturday, and we may be taking some things down that afternoon. So Saturday is the last day to see the work. It's got the gallery hours are Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 6, and Saturdays 10 to 3. So this is the last week, the Wednesday to Saturday, to see the exhibit.
So if someone wants to see it, this is the time.
This is the week to see it, yes.
All right, Mike Berry, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
You are listening to Changing Course. I'm Todd Steed. Changing Course is a production of WUOT.